Saga Egmont presents The Fallen by R.D. Shah. Read by Russell Bentley. To Mum and Dad, the cause and solution to all my problems, love you both. Chapter 1. Burn everything. Leave nothing. Howard Getz yelled from the upstairs window like a man possessed at the two security guards wearing blue jeans, T-shirts, and coyote brown assault vests who were shoveling handfuls of tan folders brimming with paperwork into an incinerator located on the patio below.
Last load,
one of the men shouted back, and this received an impatient grunt from Getz, who closed the window and began briskly making his way to the front entrance of his expensive £1.5 million home on Alexandria Road on the edge of Bristol City. At any other time, he would have been happy, even proud to tell those he wined and dined of the wealthy neighbourhood he lived in, but not today. Today, he just wanted out, and the sooner he got away from here, the better. Getz flung open the front door and passed his briefcase and laptop to the security guard, who was wearing the same brown assault vest as the boys out back, waiting on the doorstep.
"Put it in my car and let's go,"
he ordered, as the guard took off running and quickly placed the items in the back of the black BMW 750 before rushing to the front passenger side as Getz held himself into the back seat.
"Drive! Drive!"
The BMW screeched off down the street as a black Porsche Cayenne filled with four more security guards tore off after it.
"How the hell did you miss it?"
Getz yelled as the BMW continued at high speed, blaring its horn at anyone crossing the road.
"Our contact in Interpol's gone dark. You're lucky we got any advanced warning at all, sir."
"Lucky? I'll pay you, idiot, so luck never comes into this equation. What kind of Mickey Mouse bullshit is this?"
The guard looked unfazed by the insult and looked back past his headrest.
"You don't pay us, sir, but regardless, we'll get you to the plane and you'll be out of the country before anyone catches up."
Getz ignored the retort and grabbed hold of the central armrest as the BMW swerved around the tight corners that would lead them out of the city. He could feel his temper getting the better of him, and he settled back into his seat as best he could and took a few deep, calming breaths. At 35, Howard Getz was a high flyer within the financial system. He'd risen through the ranks of one of the largest firms in the world, eventually making the switch to investment banking, and from there to an influential hedge fund where he'd clawed his way to one of the top managerial positions in the company. He took great pride in the nickname bestowed upon him, the Machine, for his ability to spot economic trends, and with a mathematical mind such as his, no one could touch him. His gift had earned him millions, and if anyone thought they were going to take that away from him now, just because he had dabbled in a bit of harmless Mexican narco-money laundering, they could forget it. All the institutions did it on some level, but while these financial behemoths were too big to face reprisal from the powers that be, he was an easy target to single out. Hadn't that been the way since the beginning of time? The rich got richer, and when you made enough money, mammoth amounts akin to the gross national output of some small countries, that very fact brought absolution in the eyes of the world. Your money could be as crooked as a dog's leg, but make enough, and you came out smelling like roses on the other side. He, unfortunately, was not quite there yet.
"Is the jet ready to go?"
Getz asked, his anger tempering. The breathing had helped, but the answer he got had his blood boiling once again.
"I'm afraid the jet's a no-go, sir,"
the guard replied as Getz's face began to flush red.
"What?"
"They know about your jet, sir. It's too much of a risk, but we've made alternative plans." As Getz waited for these alternative plans to be explained, he found himself sitting in total silence, apart from the roar of the BMW's engine.
"Well, Davies, you prick, are you going to explain them or not?"
Davies was used to the man's temper, and given the circumstances, he wasn't surprised, so he calmly turned back once again.